Move like an old school alumni. Fuck these crews, I'm on the coast by the sun dry. Too much fentanyl, y'all only dope sometimes. Ain't worth the risk, not even just one lie. Might die from boredom, check the postmortem. Made in God's image, but he won't post more of them. Y'all not competition, you're like Scottie Pippen. Pass the mic, stop tripping. Wishing a nigga would for my profession. As a lumberjack, I ask, that's no question. I'm blessed to eat with the gang, with the brethren. Y'all came in second, us, we just came for the seconds. Y'all top five taste yum, finger licking on thumbs. She get greasy, thumbing through this chicken, huh? Did I tell you? Like mama with the whipping, I go crazy. But son, you niggas much different. Got full custody. Y'all stuck with me. You ain't gotta fuck with me. Just don't fuck with me. Coach got trust in me. They get fucked with me. And you got love for me. That's enough. I feel complete. Man, no mankind that could compete. Bandit landmines right at my damn feet. Then I blew up. Who wanna walk a mile in my sneaks? Go boom. God got you, your soul. Rest in peace. Pieces. No, it's not a thesis how you teeth it. Really did blow up. Niggas ain't believe it till they seen it. Came across they screams like great dick. They coast about to go up. They caught me the recent night jaw.
Night jaw.
Night jaw.
Night jaw.
Cop your merch. It's on site jaw.
On site jaw.
Coast on the scene. But before this was a dream, we had Q-tip on our earwax and fight dog. Perfect scenario.
That was fire. That was Taz Austin, man. 1/4 of the Philly-based rap group called Coast Contra, man. You know, check them out. Check them out. They fire. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying? That was he was spazzing. That's my type of music right there, man. You know, one thing for sure, two things for certain. Philly, they got some ill spitters, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, being that I'm a New Yorker, I got to edge it to New York, but only by a hair, if we being honest, because I feel like everybody in Philly rap, you know what I'm saying? The janitor, the bus driver, the school teacher, the gym teacher, the fitness coach, the UPS man, the FedEx man, the Pizza Hut delivery man, the Pizza Hut cashier, the Walmart clerk, the security guard, everybody in Philly know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I actually stumbled onto the Philly music scene in 2004, right? It was around that time. I was watching a video on YouTube, and then on the side video, it was like a rap battle. And when I clicked on it, it was actually Reed Dollarsworth, somebody. And then I just went down that rabbit hole, and then I came across the Meek Mills, the Joey Jihads, Frank with the Grippers Gone, Berettas, E. Morris, Rain Man, who y'all know now as RJ Payne, D. Jones. It was Young Hot, NH, Kaboom, Pook Papers. Man, it was so many youngins. Not youngins, but, you know, up-and-coming Philly niggas. Vodka, Quilly, me, like, it was just a lot. And then they was all like battling and going against each other, crews and all that. It was a lot going on, and I was watching all this on YouTube. So when y'all heard Meek come out with Ross and they did the I'm a Boss shit and all that shit, I was listening to Meek at least 3 years before that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember just talking to my wife and this shit. I was watching one of the freestyles. I was like, yo, this nigga, he gonna go. I called it. You know what I'm saying? If I was an A&R for a label, and if any labels out there that come across this shit, holler at me, man. I don't care if you're an indie or what, man. Let me A&R your project, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna crack you over the head, but let me A&R your project, man. For real. If I was an A&R, man, I'll be sitting on some shit right now. Cause I done called it for a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? I be listening to a lot of niggas first. You know, maybe the internet made things a little different now, but yeah. So yeah, I was listening to Meek and shit, and you know, that's why Meek right now is able to sell out the arena, you know what I'm saying, for the 10-year anniversary of fucking, you know, Dreams and Nightmares. Because, you know, one thing about Philly that a lot of places don't do is they support their own. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's dope because, like I said, back in 04, I'm watching these guys drop. Like, yo, we about to drop. And they was treating this shit like albums. Meek will drop and then go drop off 10,000 fucking CDs all around the city. and sell out in a few hours. You know what I'm saying? At $10-$15 a pop. And these dudes is moving 5, 10, 15, 20,000 CDs. You know, niggas is supporting. You know what I'm saying? Other places, niggas don't even play your man. They won't even play your man shit in the whip. Niggas will play Jay-Z, all Future, motherfucking Ludacris, all type of shit, but they won't play their man shit. You know what I'm saying? See, me, I'm different. I play my man shit. I play any of my niggas that rap, I got your music, and I play the shit all the time in the whip. That's just me. You know, I support. I don't have no ego in that. You know what I'm saying? I support niggas. But it's Philly. You know, that's why Meek can go sell out the arena and do some shit that the masses don't even know. He could go perform some shit off his first fucking mixtape and had a whole arena singing that shit word for word because they supported that man when he was in the streets, you know what I'm saying, moving 5-10,000 mixtapes. You know, a lot of places don't do that. You know, that's like some down south shit. You know what I'm saying? The tri-state area, New York, and all that shit, they be bougie with that shit. You got to pop for niggas to really fuck with you. See, down south, nah, nigga, they fucking with their own. Philly, they fuck with their own. So Philly was like an East Coast down south in a way because they was really fucking with their own. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I had to come in with that joint, man. I'm going to start doing that a little more because that freestyle was just fire, man. That Coast Contra, them niggas was talking. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was talking. They all nice, too. It's four of them. They all nice, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm here back in the building. You know, a round of applause for me. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for me. One time for the one time, man. You know, I know I've been gone. I know I be, you know, inconsistent with the podcast. Bear with me, you know. Been doing a lot of running around these past couple of weeks. Fucking Thanksgiving, working, looking for a car, you know what I'm saying? Me and the wife was car shopping, so that was taking up a lot of our time, you know what I'm saying? But we got it done, you know, and it's crazy because, like, I'm like a fucking kid in the candy store right now, you know what I'm saying? I got a nice little machine outside, and, you know, we was looking for cars, and then we was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We about to go foreign. Like, we about to up it, you know what I'm saying? So we set, we talk, and, you know, that's the thing. Me and the wife, we'll set goals, you know. It's good to set goals and, you know, achieve them goals. Got long-term goals, we got short-term goals, and we got in-between, you know what I'm saying? It's, yo, set some goals, and again, it don't matter if you run toward them, sprint toward them, walk toward them, crawl toward them, just move toward them, and it'll happen for you, you know what I mean? That's how I feel. So, yeah, we was looking around at whips and shit, and, you know, that shit just took up a lot of time, man. You know, I go to work, come home, we right on the road. All right, we got to go over here. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, you know what, let's go back over here. Let's drive this again. Let's see how we like it. Okay, let's go over there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you're buying a car, you can't just jump in the first car. Like, you gotta map that shit out and see what you like. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me see if we could, let's go over here. They got a red one. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, like I said, we narrowed it down to like three, you know, and, you know, we went with the black, we got a black on black, BMW X6, you know what I'm saying, peanut butter interior, black and brown, peanut butter guts, black rims, tinted out, fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud, man, my niggas. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit tough. Not on no bragging shit, cause I don't brag, but it's fire. You know what I'm saying? I come from nothing. I'ma keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? And I come from nothing. I come from nothing, but I come from humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's just what it is. So I'm proud that me and the wife was able to pull this off and do that because this is a dream car. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Durango that we have was a dream car. You know, when I seen the Durango new body shape, I was like, yo, that shit is just something about that truck. It's just fire to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, I want an all black Durango. So I started seeing them. You know what I'm saying? We started seeing them. I'm like, yo, them shits is just calling my name. Like, they just calling my name. And I was like, yo, you know what? Let's get the Durango, man. We ended up getting a black Durango. know what I'm saying? And then I blacked the tires out. I blacked the tires out, which I took back off. So now they're not black anymore. But once it get warm, I'm going to paint them. So I'm going to black them out again. So I blacked the tires out, and I got to black on black Durango, right? Dream truck. Same with the BM. And it's crazy because we was going to get cop the Benz truck, fire, GLE. You know what I'm saying? So we was going back and forth with those. And it's crazy because when we was in Puerto Rico, like right before the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Before the pandemic, we went to Puerto Rico, and my wife's uncle had went to Puerto Rico too at the same time. Like he either was down there or he was coming down there like a day or two after us, you know what I'm saying? Because he got a condo down there, whatever the case. So when he did went down there, we linked up with him, went to his condo. We in the pool, swimming, chilling, eating, you know, drinking on some chill shit. Underneath in the garage was a white BM X6, all white, black tints, black rims, you know what I'm saying? The M package. And I took a picture of it, right? For no reason. I took a picture of it. Like, that's just something I do anyway. When I see an ill-ass car, I'll take a picture of the car. I'll take a picture of it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll take a picture with it so I can send my son. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes if I like it, I just take a picture of it. Like, this shit fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like cars. So I just took a picture of this car randomly. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because it's still in my phone. Like, I still got the picture. You know what I'm saying? Then this summer when we went to Puerto Rico, you know, we was like, yo, we seen the Benz truck. It's like, yo, we like that shit fire. Then we seen the BM. Was like, damn, like, we just going back and forth. But we started seeing them. And we was like, yo, that's a sign. You know what I mean? That's a sign. So we ended up doing it. Dream truck is outside. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. That shit, you know, fire, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad we got that shit done. Like, exactly. It's what we was looking for. You know what I'm saying? It's what we was looking for. So to be able to grab that shit, you know, like I said, it's ill. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely ill. But that's what I've been up to. You know what I'm saying? Copping the whip and all that. Plus, you know, like I said, it's the holidays and it's just a lot going on. But, you know, top of the year, end of the year, top of the year, let's get busy, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get busy. Let's support the podcast. Tell people about the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Even if people don't listen to podcasts, put them on to the podcast. They might like it. You know, put them on, share. Like, that's what I'm pushing top of the year. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to share my shit or you don't, whatever, that's on you. But I'm going. Like, we got to turn this shit up. But, yeah, man, that's what I've been on. You know what I'm saying? A lot been going on since the last time I jumped on the pod and shit and was talking my talk. But I don't really care about none of that shit, man. I'm going to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about all that Kanye shit. Like, that shit tiring, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot been going on, but a lot I don't really give a damn about. What I will say, though, is Nike, you know, Nike and Kyrie parted ways, you know, and I think that's wild. But, you know, man, these companies and these corporate entities, you know, they pick and choose when and when they want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Do I think Kyrie is not going to get a deal again? Nah, I doubt it. He's one of the illest basketball players ever. Somebody going to snatch him up. You know what I'm saying? Or he can go the independent route. I seen the dude, Sire Collective, who's like an independent sneaker guy. He has his own brand called Sire Collective, and he's fire. Like, his designs is fire. You know what I'm saying? He put a public post out, reaching out to Kyrie, saying, yo, let's do it on our own. You know what I'm saying? I got the infrastructure. I got the design skills. Let's do it. And shit, if I was Kyrie, I'd go rap with him. You know what I'm saying? I'll go talk to him. And then that way you build with him. And then if any brand or any major corporation want to come in on that, y'all got the leverage. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we don't need y'all for nothing but to make more of these at maybe at a faster pace that we couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that dude, Sire Collective, if you go look at his designs and shit, he be making some heat. Like, I like, son. He's official with that designing. And he moving. You know what I'm saying? Now, can he move at a rate of a Nike? Of course not. You know what I'm saying? They're a multi-billion dollar corporation. But if Kyrie was to bring him on and add to, you know, what the corporation could do, it'll be fire because he'll probably have one of the illest sneaker designs. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. A lot of NBA signature shoes, I'm just saying what they used to be. That's why Jordan fucking hitting y'all in the head every 2 days with a brand new sneaker. And who the player with some fire? What NBA signature got fire? You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, you had choices. Mutombos, Ewings, Pennies, Jordans, Barclays, Pippins, Shaqs, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Lijuans, motherfucking Rodmans, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I could keep going. It was a variety. They ain't making shit now. They just keep bringing you the same Jordans every 2 days. You know what I mean? Hold on. But yeah, though. But you know, it is what it is, man. What else is going on, man? I seen Howard Stern said that Oprah, and I'm gonna just touch on this real quick. I seen Howard Stern. He said that Oprah flaunts her wealth. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like this: if somebody is wealthy, they're not flaunting their wealth. They're just living their they're living their life. Like, why do people feel like just because somebody got money and the next person may not have money or may not have as much money, that the person with money is supposed to dumb down their lifestyle because it may look away? Now, me just living my lifestyle, and I'm rich, I'm a billionaire, right? So if you out and you see me and I'm private jetting, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm just living my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That's not me, you know, trying to throw it in your face or anything like that. That's just me living my lifestyle. You dig? Now, if I come and say, yo, man, y'all niggas is broke and I'm a billionaire, fuck you peasants, then, all right, you know what I'm saying? That's corny. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never mad at somebody for living their lifestyle, because I don't know the hardship that they had to get to that point. I don't know the struggle. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. I could never hate on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Material things don't really move me. I like to know the story behind it, you know, and Charlamagne said something similar on the radio, and that's, I agree, you know what I'm saying, because that's how I am. Like, I seen a dude one day at the gas station, and he was in a Lambo, and I pulled up right on the other opposite side of him, and I was about tense. I was in my mind, I'm like, yo, I should ask him what he does, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what, nah, next time I see this type of, you know what I mean, I'll ask. But I'm curious to know, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? The Lambo's fire. It's fire. But what do you do? How did you get the Lambo? You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a nice conversation starter. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not one of those guys that'll look at him and be like, yo, man, he got a Lambo. Fuck him. Why would I feel like that? Because he got a Lambo. I'm more interested in saying, okay, he got a Lambo. You know, I'm not going to sit here and believe I can't get a Lambo because he got one. I don't move like that. I don't think like that. My brain don't operate like that. Only difference between me and him is whatever he did to get that Lambo, he did and I didn't. I got to figure out what I need to do to get the Lambo. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, we just got a car. So if I go outside, I love my Durango. You know what I'm saying? I just love the Durango. So now do I not post when I'm riding, listening to music, or if I'm at the car wash or something, I can't post the X6 because it's the X6. No, you know, that's my car. So yes, I can post that. I'm not posting this saying, yo, I have an X6 and this and that. Anybody that know me, no, I don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Me nor my wife. That's just not what it is with us. But do I not post it because I have it? You know what I'm saying? Or am I just posting my lifestyle? And by no means am I rich. I don't, you know, I work. I don't sit here and act like some of these guys out here that be acting rich and doing this and doing that. I don't put nothing in nobody's face. I like jewelry and shit. I show my jewelry. I show whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like sneakers. I just show what interests me. You know what I'm saying? Never in the show-offy way, but I just shows what interests me. You know what? Because I also lay in my bed at night and show me watch Seinfeld every fucking night because it's one of my favorite TV shows. You dig what I'm saying? I can go to the car wash, show the X6, and then come home. I'm going to show you my son doing a fucking backflip off the couch for the rest of the night. You dig? Yesterday, I'm showing us putting a Christmas tree up and regular shit, because this is just what I find interesting. This is just my lifestyle. You dig? So I don't agree with Howard Stern saying that she shows off her wealth. If she's in the kitchen recording and she happens to have chefs and things like that in the kitchen, what is she not supposed to go in the kitchen and record? If she want to record in the kitchen? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Is she supposed to go outside and be like, oh, shit, I got this Rolls Royce, but let me not show it and get an Uber so people don't feel, nah, man, I worked my ass off for this. You know? I ain't mad. I wasn't mad at dude in the Lambo. For all I know, he could have been poor for 50 years. He could have been a bum under the fucking highway for 50 years. No disrespect to the bums. Or people, not even, let me not say bums, people that's less fortunate. You know, that came up on hard times, you know, prayers to them. But this guy could have had a struggle for 50 years and then invented something or hit the lottery. And now he's like, finally, I'm out my struggle. So I can't look at him and be mad at him because he got a Lambo. I don't know what he went through to get that Lambo. I don't know how hard his life was. And now that he's comfortable and he's finally at the part where he is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. So I don't agree with that shit, man. And I don't feel like people should necessarily dumb down their lifestyles for the simple fact of how someone else may feel about their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what that person did, went through, or is going through to maintain, obtain, and sustain that lifestyle. When I see shit like that, I get motivated. Fire. You understand what I'm saying? Me and my man L, nigga, yo, we send each other fucking pictures of cars all fucking day long. You know what I mean? All day, we, yo, look at this, look at that. Jewelry, chains, cars. Niggas ain't sitting like, fuck that nigga, man. He got that fucking Cadillac truck. Nah, niggas like, yo, that shit fire. You know what I'm saying? Because we like that shit. So it's like, you know, it is what it is, man. Howard Stern, you bugging, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You bugging. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, I found myself in a little debate, right? Remember, you know, about like a couple, like what, like 2 weeks, week and a half ago or something like that, when, during that time when Nas and 21 situation was going on, Nas had dropped the album. And, you know, I was debating somebody online because they was like, see where y'all Nas fans at? Because Nas, he ain't sell with Drake and himself. So I was like, yo, my man, like, it's no way in hell Nas, somebody who been in the game since, you know, 94, is going to outsell Drake. It's a different time, different cloth, different music, different everything. You know what I'm saying? Nas is not from this era of music. Just like Drake wouldn't have done what he did, what he's doing now, he wouldn't have did in Nas' era. It just wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, that ghostwriting shit, he would have been done. He'd have been up out of here. Off that alone, he'd have been up out of here. So he wouldn't have survived that era. Why do people feel like Nas can sell what the fuck Drake sold? Like, that shit don't make no sense to me. That's ridiculous. Nas is from a different different cloth, a different era. You know what I'm saying? He came out when you had to go to the store and buy the CD. You understand what I'm saying? He had to go to the store and buy the CD. You know what I'm saying? It's different then. He come from a different era. You can't expect Nas to sell and perform like Drake. Drake come up in this internet era. Drake come up in this generation of music is catered to the new guys, man. Come on, man. Like, come on, man. Most Nas fans, like, yo, it's probably so many Nas fans that ain't, like, fully, you know what I mean? What do the Nas fans do that's not, like, internet savvy? That don't got fucking iPhones and shit with all this in their thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people that's in their mid-40s and all that, they ain't into all this technology shit, man. You know, it's just a different time, man. I just, you know, and I shouldn't have fell into that debate, but motherfuckers be saying anything, man. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense. Like, you really think Nas is going to come out and outsell fucking Drake? What sense do that make? Like, that don't make no sense to me. You know? It don't make no sense to me. So, Let me move on past that. That's how much sense that shit don't make to me. But let me tell you something else that don't make sense to me.
There's a little black woman walking and spraying stuff on the sidewalks and trees.
A New Jersey man calls police on a 9-year-old girl spraying for bugs outside.
No, you're not in trouble.
It happened back in October when Gordon Lashie called non-emergency police in Caldwell, New Jersey. He reported a, quote, little black woman spraying stuff on the sidewalks and trees.
I don't know what the hell she's doing. It scares me, though.
Body camera video shows an officer arriving to the scene to find a 9-year-old girl spraying for lantern flies. The state of New Jersey has a campaign called Stomp It Out, encouraging people to kill invasive species that are harmful to trees.
What's that? Oh, what are you using, the spotter? You're trying to catch him?
As the officer speaks to the girl, her mother, Monique Joseph, approaches.
Someone just called in and said that she was alone spraying something on the grass.
She's catching the...
I see that.
Yeah, tell Gordon a good thing.
Oh, you know Gordon?
Really, okay.
Yeah.
The responding officer tells Joseph her daughter is, quote, obviously fine to be spraying for bugs.
Does he not live across the street from me?
I saw it too, and I thought, wow, yeah. She's doing a school project.
Yeah, somebody else helped her. She's right. Like, just getting the lantern. She's okay. Like, mommy, she's infested.
No, she's obviously fine.
Saying he's required to write a report, the officer takes down Joseph's information. He appears shocked to find that she and her daughter live across the street from the caller.
What's your address?
12 Elizabeth.
12?
Right there.
Okay.
Yes, I'm saying we are across.
You're obviously
the
next door neighbors.
Yeah, I yelled at one of his wife. Right.
The girl then asks if she is in trouble.
No,
you're not in trouble.
How many did you kill? How many trees did you save?
They're bad. They're all over the place.
Yeah, he should be happy. Really...
Lashie's attorney says he has since apologized to Joseph and her daughter, but has received threats and racist accusations. Joseph and her daughter spoke at an area city council meeting, saying, quote, racism, intentional or not, is still racism. For the latest developments in this case and all things true crime, stay with Law and Crime Network. I'm Sierra Gillespie.
That was ridiculous. That was a white man calling the police on a 9-year-old girl that was trying to catch, you know, whatever the flies or whatever the case. They should have gave that motherfucker some community service or something, man. You know what I'm saying? Or get that nigga like a month in jail or something. Let that nigga do 30 days. Like, for the simple fact of, first of all, this being your fucking next door neighbor and you call the cops and say there's a little black girl spraying shit and I'm scared. What the fuck is going on, man? I got two daughters, and chances are I'm probably going to go to jail. If I would have heard that fucking call, I ain't going to front, man. You know, I don't push the violent thing and all that shit, but being that we next door neighbors, when you go to your fucking mailbox, I'm punching you in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact of you calling the cops saying there's a little black girl in my neighborhood spraying things and I don't know what she's doing. It scares me. What the fuck? I'm going in your mouth. It is what it is, man. Lock me up. Do what you got to do. I'm going in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that and those type of calls, shit like that, you should be held accountable for that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even feeling the officer. I don't give a fuck. Some certain shit you ain't got to write a report on. Nah, you don't need my name, man. You don't need my name, yo. This is racial discrimination. You know what I mean? You a clown and the dude who fucking called is a clown. You don't need my name. Certain shit you don't have to write a report on. It's just that ridiculous. Certain shit, it has to be that ridiculous that you don't have to write a report on. Why did you have to write a report on that shit? Oh, I got to write a report. What's your name? Come on, man. Little girl talking about she in trouble. Come on, man. All my people out there that may be listening to this with kids, man, could you imagine the rage you'll feel if you hear a 911 call of your fucking neighbor? You know what I mean? And the mom of the little girl said, yo, I just spoke way to his fucking wife earlier today. Now you don't know who this person is. You don't know who this daughter, my daughter is. Little black girl. Oh, you fucking bastard. I'm telling y'all, go in your mouth, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure anybody who got kids, y'all feeling the same way. That's ridiculous, man. That is fucking ridiculous, yo. It makes no sense, man. You know what I'm saying? It makes no fucking sense at all. It makes no sense at all for this shit to still be going on. But, hey, man, I'm here. Like I said, man, I'm back on the mic, back at my desk. I'm back in the chair. You know what I'm saying? It's the Retro Rick Podcast, man. I just wanted to come on here, man, get an episode up, talk my talk. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know where I've been at. You know what I'm saying? That X6 outside. A nigga about, do I gotta go? What time? Do I gotta go anywhere? What time is it? It's like fucking 9 o'clock, man. Do I gotta go take a ride, man? You dig? Do I gotta go to the store, man? Matter of fact, I think I gotta go to the store because I think I need some jewels. Yeah. You dig? Fuck this nigga's talking about, man. Nigga done copped the X6. I ain't gonna front, man. Feel good, man. You know what I'm saying? Feel good. I come from humble beginnings, man. You know what I'm saying? I come from real humble beginnings, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's just ill to be able to work for something. You and your wife set a goal, you know what I'm saying? Set short-term goals, long-term goals, mid-range goals, and strive for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Super dope. You know what I mean? Shout out to my wife. I love you. And we did that. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit fire, man. Like I said, I come from humble beginnings, my nigga. For real. I come from real humble beginnings. I ain't gonna say I came up like bad. Like, oh my God, I was. But yeah, I had my moments and I had my times. You dig? I'm from the hood. And I came up from real humble beginnings. You understand what I'm saying? Every Christmas wasn't the best Christmas for me. You know what I'm saying? Every back to school's first days wasn't the best back to school first days for me. I had some good ones and I had some bad ones. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you're able to become an adult, you know what I'm saying, and stand on your own and do what you do and move how you move, it is what it is, man. You understand what I'm saying? But again, man, that's where I've been. We back at it. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to finish up, man. And, you know, like I said, yo, top of the year, man. Be on the lookout. I'm going to be hollering at more people, chopping it up. You know, I'm trying to get the segment going, man. Y'all got some questions. I'm trying to get this fucking advice section going because, you know, I'm good for a jewel. I'm good for a jewel. You dig? I'll drop a jewel. So I'm trying to get this drop a jewel segment going where I get the emailers to email me some advice and I could drop a jewel on them. So it could be anonymous. You don't have to leave your name. I don't have to read your name. Just send the question and I'm going to answer it. You dig? So theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Or you could DM me on Instagram @rick_BHR. You need some advice? Holla at me, man. Like, holla at me. I be seeing the most non-advice-giving motherfuckers get 1 million emails. Come on, son. Bring me some of them emails, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, let's turn it up, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm working on some segments and things like that, man. You know, like I said, I say this. I'm always going to say this, man. When I used to play basketball, I used to go to the basketball court, and I used to shoot around for hours and hours and hours. Some days I'd be there all day from the time I wake up and go there till it get dark. And every day I go back and say, yo, I'm going to go better this time. So that's how it is with the podcast, man. So next podcast, I'm going to be like, yo, you know what? I got to make that one better than the one that I did before. You know what I'm saying? Each episode got to be better, you know? So it's going to be some changes coming to the show. And we're going to keep it pushing like that, man. You dig? But again, man, holla at me, man. We here, you know? Yeah, man, just wanted to get back in my groove, man. You know what I'm saying? So About to get out of here. Actually, I'm not about to get out of here. I'm actually about to record another podcast for my other show called Dumb Crimes and Criminals. That's also available on all platforms. So, again, we working, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram @rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. And reach out, man. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word about the podcast, man. You know, even if a motherfucker got a warehouse job, a driving job, a motherfucking, you know, cleaning job, wherever they could listen to some headphones at, put him on to the podcast, man. Tell him I'll be on here cracking jokes and talking my talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Put him on to the podcast. I'm on all platforms. I'm in your phones, man. You dig? We'll be right back.